Hello, this is Lisa Black with Shakti Vinyasa Yoga, and I'll be leading you through a meditation with the theme on clearing out, and letting go. So please begin by coming into a quiet space with no distractions. Please make sure that you have a bolster or a pillow under your sit bones or something to prop your sit bones up higher than your knees. Please come either into Virasana, kneeling, or Sukhasana, easy cross-legged seat. Allow your hips to be up higher than your knees so that you are more upright and your spine can draw up and in. Now, once you've set, allow yourself to get all the movement out. Make sure that you're comfortable for the duration of the meditation, and then begin to settle into stillness. Now, bring your hands facing down on your thighs so the palms rest down. This is a mudra of the hands, a position that can be very grounding. If you prefer, you can also turn the palms facing up, which is receptive. So you can choose either facing down or facing up. So you can do that now. Now, let's go through the process of bringing our awareness to our environment, our body here in this space. So start with your awareness of your body in the room, your awareness of the four walls, your awareness of the ceiling, and your awareness of the ground underneath you. Bring your awareness to the space that you take up. And then from the outside, let's go to our foundation now. The outside, meaning the periphery of our body, go to the foundation of your body. That's anything that's touching the ground. Your sit bones, maybe the shins, maybe the tops of the feet. Bring all of your awareness to your foundation. And just notice that the earth is underneath you and your foundation is strong and solid. From here, now go to your spine and start to lift your spine up and into your body. Watch your awareness go up your spine as if you're looking at your spine from above, almost like you're watching each vertebra one at a time. Walk your awareness slowly up each vertebra, increasing space as you're lifting up. Walk all of your awareness up the base of your neck and now all the way to the crown of your head. Bring awareness to the crown of your head, almost like there's a skylight in the top of your head, letting light in, letting light out. Allow the crown of your head to feel spacious, open, receptive. Now, bring your awareness to your face and soften all of the muscles of the face. Let all of the muscles completely relax. Allow your awareness to go to your eyes and soften your eyes back. Soften your lips, teeth and tongue. Invite just a sense of being at ease in this moment. Now go to your breath. Start to notice where your breath comes in through your nostrils. You open the nostrils, allow the breath to come in. Notice that it goes down into your lungs and expands your lungs out to the sides. And see if you can even stretch your lungs both out like two giant balloons. And then as you squeeze the air out, you exhale and notice you're watching the breath go out into the space. Continue to watch your breath come in and continue to watch your breath flow out. Use this technique of watching your breath in and watching your breath out as a technique to focus and be present. Now come to the concept that you are like a cup and we want to empty our cup. Sometimes if we arrive and we feel full, we might feel full in our mind. Our mind might feel full of all the busyness of thoughts, of concerns, maybe worries, maybe anxieties or fears. All of these things are like clutter in our mind, and we want to begin to free our mind of this extra clutter. So first, we need to be aware of what it is that's cluttering our mind. Things that are holding us back are things like fear, anxiety, resentments, jealousy, anger. There's many things that hold us back. If we can simply notice feelings rising up in our bodies, you might notice maybe a feeling that's bubbling up right now. As we know, we don't have a whole lot of control over things in the world. But what we do have control of is how we react to other things around us. We can't necessarily change people, but we can change our reactions to people. So let's focus on our part. Let's focus on what we have going on in our minds that we may want to let go of so that we can create new space for happiness and joy and maybe contentment. So let's start by using our breath to inhale and then to exhale. Anything that might have a hold on you right now, it could be a feeling of anxiety or fear or anger or resentment. Those things have a hold on us, not only in our minds, but also in our hearts and also in our bodies. They often have strong holds on us that actually prevent us from flourishing. See if we can get clear on what things are actually holding us back. If something comes to mind, just be honest with yourself and be gentle. And if it's fear or resentment or anger or anxiety, these are things that we can just notice. Notice how they actually have a grip on us. Notice how they hold us in our body. Notice where we feel them in our bodies. Often these feelings we feel in our chest, tightens our chest or tightens our throat. We want to let them go so they don't have a hold on us anymore. So see if we can simply breathe in, like you're creating new space, and exhale, letting them go. We can actually use the words inhale, let, exhale, go. Inhale, let, exhale, go. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Now you can continue using this mantra of inhale, let, and exhale, go as a way to help you focus on releasing. Every time that your mind wanders somewhere else, return back to that mantra of let go. Often we have such a desire to control that we have even the feeling of wanting to control as running our life. And when things maybe feel like they're spinning out of control and we feel helpless, we don't know what to do and it causes anxiety. See if we can let go of needing to control things around us. See if we can let go and trust that maybe there's a higher presence or a higher consciousness that is in control And we are simply witnesses to our life happening all around us. The more that we can make peace with this, the more we can actually wake up to all of the blessings that are right here for us. So part of the theme of clearing out is not only clearing out negativity in our mind, but it's also clearing out really anything that's holding us back. It could be sadness or sorrow. It could be an old story. Whatever tends to have a hold on us in our mind or hold on us in our heart, those things, they have grips. It grips on us, and it may even grip somewhere around your heart, and you might feel a tightness there. Let's use inhale that. Exhale, go. Another word that I find helpful is the word surrender. Sometimes I even fight with the word surrender because I want to control it. But if I can just make peace and allow even the word surrender to happen for me, I can surrender and find ease. I can surrender and let go of control. And I can surrender and allow things to just pass out of me that I don't need, to let go of fear, to let go of anxiety, to let go of even doubt or let go of self-doubt. Let's let go of any thoughts right now or any thoughts that tend to consume your mind that really hold you back. See if you can notice these thoughts. Be aware of these thoughts when they come in. And pause, notice them with gentleness and kindness and compassion, and choose to let them go. Choose to release anything that you don't need right now. Even go to your body. We just were looking at thoughts maybe in our mind, like a movie screen in our mind. But now go to your body. Is there anywhere in your body that feels tight? Scan your body as if you're looking at your every single cell. In any areas of tightness, see if you can soften even more deeply. Soften any areas of tightness. Soften any areas of tension. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Clear out. Give up. Giving up does not mean that you're quitting. Giving up does not mean that you're letting go of responsibilities. What we mean by give up is give up what we don't need. Give up what's not serving us. Maybe it's even busyness. Can we give up busyness as an escape? Can we give up doing too much so that we can find a new peace? Clear out anything in your mind and in your body, any tightness that you don't need. Allow your breath to flow in like a wave and wash out as you exhale anything that you don't need. May we be like the blank canvas, the white clear canvas ready to be painted on? Can we get to the blank slate, the clear blackboard, ready to be written on? Can we get to emptying our cup? May we, in this moment, empty our cups completely. Empty even the trying hard. Give up the trying hard. Give up needing to try it all. There's a certain amount of effort, yes, to sitting here. There's a certain amount of effort to even having the intention to meditate and to focus. But see if you can try easy. Give up over trying. And finally, can we just arrive at the concept of letting go so that we can clear out and get to zero? Zero being nothing. So nothing that's holding us back. Can we get to zero? Can we get to the basics, the very base level? Hey, think of a metaphor of tearing down a house to the foundation. Because maybe it wasn't built on, maybe the house wasn't strong. And so it had to be taken down all the way to the ground. And the foundation maybe even had to be rebuilt and refortified. Can we do that right now? Can we go to our base foundation, even in our seat here, an awareness that our foundation is strong? And from this place, then we can grow. Can we get to empty right now? May we all empty our cups so that we can begin again from a clear space. Please now bring your awareness back to your body as this empty cup, this vessel, in a sense that's been emptied out. Maybe every cell has been washed clean. Emptied out, clear. Let's bring our awareness to our hands and invite our hands to prayer position at our heart center in Anjali. And this is an offering, and I ask you to give up something right here with our hands in prayer. What is it that you can give up right now? In your mind, find something, maybe it's just one thing, that you know giving it up will actually free you up for more space for happiness, peace, contentment, joy, and maybe love. So can you give up that thing that you don't need? And in your mind, bring it from your mind and your heart into your hands. Inhale, let, exhale, go. And we just give up that one thing or two things that we don't need right now, a clear intention. We inhale together and we exhale, namaste, and we close this meditation. We can release our hands down to our thighs again. We can open our eyes and bring our awareness back to the space. This may be a perfect time now to get your journal or a piece of paper and a pen and start to journal about the things that you'd like to let go of. Maybe things in your mind that you've gotten clear about in your meditation that you're ready to let go of. Maybe habits that are not serving you that you'd like to let go of. Take about 5, 10, maybe even 15 minutes if you'd like, to take some time to just free journal and write about these things that you're ready to clear out and let go of. Thank you so much for joining me. Namaste.